This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. While many are staying home and off the roads during the pandemic, truck drivers are still on the job, delivering goods to keep the supply chain intact. But with the governor's order to limit restaurants to carry out and drive through only, those drivers have limited food options when they're on the job. So the state came up with a temporary solution: allow food trucks to operate at rest stops. WOSU's Leticia Wiggins has found that has come with some unexpected consequences. She joins us now to discuss them. Hey, Leticia.
Hey.
So what exactly does this temporary order do?
Right. So this was actually something permitted by the Federal Highway Administration that gave notice to state departments of transportation. What opening up rest stops to these food trucks means is that food trucks are able to sell hot food there. They're not really allowed to sell packaged food or anything to drink other than hot coffee. They are still intended to allow for people to go to the vending machines and really keep that in action, because the vending machines are actually run by visually impaired Ohioans, so they don't want to take away from that. But essentially, any food truck can go to any rest stop as long as they go to ODOT's site and download a permit. And in order to download the permit, they just need to send a little information: what is their company name, what Ohio county the truck is from, vendor license number, as well as their license plate number. And from the site, after submitting that, they'll be able to download a permit, which they then display in their window. So they're not allowed to advertise where they are, which leads to its own host of problems, but essentially kind of free for all, whatever Ohio rest stops they want to, they can dock at.
So how do food trucks feel about this move?
Zach James, the president of the Central Ohio Food Truck Association, I think he puts it pretty well.
I haven't spoken to a single operator who doesn't absolutely love the idea. We would just encourage a slightly more structured version of it. Ease of use is great, but ease of use and safety and structure are an even better combination.
So what sort of structure would he hope for then?
Right. So the dissemination of food trucks, there's no regulation of who will go to what site. And without being able to advertise where they're at, multiple food trucks can go to the same site, which will lead to overcrowding, which we've seen in Cincinnati areas, and means that, you know, if a couple of truck drivers come by, then, you know, there's three trucks to pick from. But if there's only three truck drivers, none of the trucks really make a good, decent wage at the end of the day.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are these food trucks getting a lot of business from this new market?
So I had spoke to a food truck operator, Yanira Mendez, who works in Akron at El Malecon Mexican Grill. She said that they had parked outside of a really popular rest stop between Ashland and Lodi, and they only had three truckers stop by during the day. The rest were people traveling, and the business was not that great. And she was sort of surprised, as it was a fairly busy rest stop. No other food trucks were docked there. So that's just one story, but in, you know, it's kind of hard to say. Zach James also noted that not many of the food trucks in the Central Ohio Food Truck Association he knows of are taking advantage of this. While at the same time, you know, Matt Bruning of the Ohio Department of Transportation, who is the press secretary there, he does say that there have been 283 permits downloaded so far. So that's 283 food trucks that are possibly going to these rest stops.
Where does it go from here?
So Matt Bruning from ODOT again says this isn't forever.
This is really a temporary solution for a temporary problem. You know, this is really just meeting that need that we're seeing right now on a temporary basis.
So I think that it's really something the state and ODOT have tried to take, you know, really get food truck drivers fed, which is great. And it's a good solution. There are some problems with it. But again, it's temporary. And once things start to normalize again, I imagine it will just go away.
Leticia Wiggins, thank you so much for talking with me today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Claire.